near the lounge, Commander.
Better late than never, Stir. You know I like to make an entrance.
Your mother did not share your showmanship, but I am certain she'd be pleased you are making the role your own.
That's optimistic. But I'll take it. We may not have always seen eye to eye, but I'd like it if you could wish me well today, Mom. And if that's possible, where you are. So, shall we get started? Good morning, everyone. Well, I might as well address the elephant in the room. I am not who you thought you'd be following. My mother was a force to be reckoned with. She was strong and she was brave. But more than that, she believed in our mission. The mission of finding a future. A place for all of us to call home. I know we all have a story. Everyone here has lost something. Our homes, our friends, our families. And that is exactly why, even now, we must carry on. We have lost much, but we have everything to gain. I am not my mother, but I believe in what she was trying to do. And I believe she named me her successor for a reason. And believe me, if you knew her personally, you'd know it wasn't nepotism. The former Commander T did not believe in the easy path. She believed in the right path. The hard truth is, I'm the only option we have. And I appreciate the concerns that will undoubtedly come with that. I want you all to know that you can come to me with any and all concerns. I cannot promise I'm a miracle worker, but I'll listen. And I'll try. And right now, that's all we have. I look forward to our journey together. Good day. Well, nobody threw anything. That's a good sign, right?
Indeed. Your mother's first speech was very powerful, but yours was acceptable, considering the situation.
Star, can't you ever go easy on me?
I'm afraid that is not in my programming, Commander.
Yours and everyone else's.
Commander?
Oh, please. I need at least one person who doesn't call me that.
Then you should have declined the inheritance.
What was I supposed to say? Thanks, but the former leader was out of her mind?
Your mum sure knew how to surprise you. Surprise us all.
What am I doing, Sarah? How did I get here?
Your mom died, and everyone lost their shit.
Oh, yeah. It rings a bell.
Look, no one's expecting miracles. Right now, everyone just needs to see you as stable and sane. People are scared. Your mom was in charge for so long. You just have to reassure them. After that, we'll see about finding that new home.
So I should just set up a coffee morning? Let people see me as the charming delight that I am?
No. You should walk around looking important, and I'll fill you in on what needs to be done.
It's like you don't trust me, Lieutenant.
I trust you to do your best. For everything else, social graces, alien protocol, not putting your foot in it, that's what I'm here for.
Mom sure did a number on you, huh?
And now it's my turn to do the same for you.
Are you sure your dad and my mom never...
Well, seeing as I'm full Turian, I doubt it.
Well then, let's get to walking around and looking important. I appreciate that.
You did well.
Surprised?
Pleasantly so. Seems you're not just the girl who set the wrecking deck aflame all those years ago.
In fairness, it was a small fire and it made everyone laugh.
Not your mother, I can promise you.
So, who's next?
Actually, that's it for today. You're a free bird for the rest of the evening.
Free time? Well, that can't be right.
Enjoy it. As soon as this shit show gets any semblance of order, it's gonna be work, work, work.
As always, your honesty is depressing, but appreciated.
Good night, Commander.
Good night, Sarah. Well, Stir, the night is ours. What should we do? Hit up the bar? Start a fight? Lead a rebellion?
All those appear counterintuitive to your current situation, Commander. Might I suggest reading a book?
You may, but be on your toes. We could encounter a paper cut.
I have direct access to the medical care line. You're in safe hands, Commander.
Good to know. Haven't seen that in a while. Writing with pen and paper. You just gave me goosebumps. Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting. You just, caught my eye. Oh, no need for that, please. I've had enough of being called Commander for one day. And it's only the first day, so that bodes well, right? May I sit? So, what are you writing? If you don't mind me asking. A letter? For fun? Well, it's not like we still send them. I mean, yeah, we have email, but... To yourself? What do you mean? Oh. Kind of like a promise, right? I get that. It's like talking to yourself, making yourself accountable, holding yourself to a higher standard. Sounds like you're someone who wants to go forward. I'm glad you're here, then. That's the only place I want to go. What's your name? Huh. Never heard that one before. Sounds... different. Pretty, though. That was meant to be a compliment. Mom always said diplomacy was never my strong suit. Believe it or not, I'm just trying to say the right thing. So, what's your story? I have been going around all day hearing about the people that I'm now meant to lead. People who lost their homes, fled their planets, crossed hell and high water just to be here. And you'd think they'd all roughly be the same. No. All painfully gray, but not a trace of pure black or white in sight. Complications are a part of all life. But they are so annoying. Especially for the people that have to suffer them. Which, of course, is everyone. So, what's your complication? Oh. Hey. It's all right. No. I'm sorry. Sometimes it takes a while to process. You don't have to tell me anything. It wasn't an order. Not at all. I'm sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable. I'm just... curious about everything. Life, love, law, and everything else in between. Especially our new home. Thanks. I'm not sure everyone agrees. But it's nice to know I have someone backing me. Oh, the speech. Well, let's just hope I find someone else to write them for me. Hey, maybe you could help with that. Well, you certainly look qualified. Nice, long, descriptive sentences. I'll have him believing in me in no time. Well, I should stop pestering you and get going. Day two of looking for a new home. I'm sure it's going to be an adventure. Or at least it's going to be long and difficult. Which is basically the same thing. Hey. Someone that wants to move forward is already halfway there. I hope to see you again soon. Well, you made me forget that I was in charge of this whole damn thing. Just, don't go spreading it around. I'm trying to maintain some illusion of competency. Good night. Elster, I may not be my mom, but I think I might have just made a friend.
To quote the previous commander, perhaps you should learn to walk before you try running.
Even from the grave, she mocks me.